With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed to a critical meeting Tuesday with President Trump in Washington.
The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship.
Also at SRNNews.com, an update on another mystery, last week's deadly midair collision.
The NTSB now saying data shows conflicting altitude readings for the aircrafts, with the passenger jet around 325 feet, but air traffic controller data showing 200, says NTSB investigator Bryce Bannick.
Our team is looking into that, but I think it's important to note that this is a complex investigation.
They still need to analyze the black box from the Black Hawk, which was waterlogged. One air traffic controller was handling both aircraft. He'd asked the Black Hawk if they had visuals, and the answer was yes.
The aircraft's in fact precedent separation.
Then the crash happened. That tower audio, courtesy Live ATC. I'm Julie Walker.
A United Airlines flight from Houston to New York was preparing to take off Sunday when a wing caught fire. Everyone was safely evacuated. A federal judge has blocked the enforcement of a Louisiana law that makes it a crime to approach within 25 feet of a working police officer after being ordered or asked to step back. A judge issued the preliminary injunction and declined to dismiss a lawsuit filed by several media groups. The judge says the law is too vague. Attorneys for the state are defending that law. Major recall in the food industry. Gerber recalling edible sticks meant to ease teething pain over a possible choking hazard. This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Education is investigating Denver public schools for alleged discrimination. The district converted a girls' bathroom on the second floor of East High School into an all-gender or co-ed bathroom, while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for male students. The probe into the bathroom at the school marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under the Biden administration. This is SRN News. Salaries in the NHL are on the rise. Gethin Kubaw reports.
The NHL salary cap is making a big jump next season, with even larger increases happening in the coming years. The league and the Players Association on Friday released the cap numbers for the next three seasons. From $88 million this season, it goes up to $95.5 million in 2025-26, then $104 million in 26-27, and $113.5 million in 27-28. Those represent the biggest year-over-year leap since the cap went into place in 2005 at $39 million. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
California homeowner who evacuated to the Los Angeles fires returned home to find a new resident under his house, a 525-pound bear. They nicknamed him Barry. He was hiding in the crawl space under the home. Utility workers who came to the house to restore power after the fire found their access point blocked by the big boy. More at SRNNews.com.